The Republican Party and the Bush campaign are reaching out to Hispanic voters at this week's convention. Although most Hispanics are traditionally Democrats, the GOP believes they share their conservative values and could be converted into Republicans. There are a number of events planned for Hispanic delegates in New York. There was a lunch today at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, and tonight after the convention, a late-night salsa party. As part of her series on constituencies, the Republican Party hopes will re-elect President Bush, NPR's Linda Wertheimer has this report.
The Cactus Corridor at this convention is at the Roosevelt Hotel, where the Arizona delegation and the New Mexico delegation are staying. Both states have large Hispanic populations. Both parties are paying close attention to their region, the Mountain West. We went to a New Mexico state breakfast to talk to delegates. Phil Archuleta comes from Mountaineer, New Mexico. He makes signs.
I make Smokey the Bear and all of those picnic signs that guide you through your U.S. Forest Service federal roads.
Archuleta hopes that the large number of Hispanic veterans in New Mexico may make a difference this year.
We've got a lot of vets all over New Mexico, and they're hearing what's going on in the Republican Party, and they know what's going on in world events. And I do believe that those vets are angry at John Kerry, and it's going to cost him.
New Mexico also has a popular Hispanic governor, Bill Richardson, who will clearly be a factor in the state. President Bush lost by a tiny number of votes last time, but the Hispanic vote was 2-1 Democratic. Rosie Tripp is a National Republican committeewoman from Socorro, New Mexico. She acknowledges it will take time to change that.
You can't just go out in one election cycle and win these people over. It takes a lot of effort and it takes a lot of work. And we have our Viva Bush campaign going in New Mexico very strong, and I think we will overcome that.
White House Counsel Alberto Gonzalez spoke this morning at the Arizona delegation breakfast. We talked to 30-year-old businessman Jose Esparza, who's formed a grassroots organization to encourage Arizona Hispanics to join the Republican Party and run for office.
I think it's important, too, that we start to get Latino Republicans elected to office. So Latinos coming up who aspire to be a conservative Republican, see they have role models out there.
Republican pursuit of the Hispanic voter makes perfect political sense. A small shift in that vote in a few states could change political fortunes. Harry Pachon of the Tomas Rivera Policy Institute at the University of Southern California explains that math.
In New Mexico, all it takes is 2% shift of the Hispanic vote to make a 1-point difference in the election. In Colorado, it's about 5%. Arizona, it's about 3%. So it matters if President Bush gets 35 or 32 or 38% of the Latino vote. And that's what they're aiming for. Not a supermajority, like over 50%, but just improve their minority support.
But both parties are also thinking long term. Democrats believe that Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Nevada could go Democratic with high Hispanic turnout. Republicans believe that if they could work up to 45% of the Latino vote, they might eventually turn California into a competitive state. Roberto Suro of the Pew Hispanic Center.
If Democrats had to fight for California, it would certainly change the entire way a presidential candidate went about his business. So the goal is in 4, 8, or 12 years from now to be able to put California in play by increasing the share of the Latino vote.
Suro adds, however, that right now, President Bush has not improved his standing with Hispanic voters. Polls show they are upset with his conduct of the war in Iraq. Still, Suro offered the reason why both parties will keep trying. He says that among American children under 10, there are as many Hispanics as there are Anglos. And those are future voters. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, New York City.